The following is a Gopinim class given by His Holiness Jaya Pataka Swami on March 18, 1992 in Sridhar, Mayapur. The class begins with a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, Chapter 5, Texts 31 and 32.
Translation by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5, 31 and 32, Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila, Chapter 3, 51 and 52. O King, in this way, people in Dwapar Yuga worshipped the Lord of the universe. In Kali Yuga, they also worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the regulations of the revealed scriptures. Kindly now hear of that from me. Text. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the name of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. Translation of repetition. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the name of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This text is from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, the 5th chapter, 32nd verse. Srila Jiva Goswami has explained this verse in his commentary on the Bhagavatam, known as the Krama Sandarbha, wherein he says that Lord Krishna also appears with a golden complexion. That golden Lord Krishna is Lord Chaitanya, who is worshipped by intelligent men in this age. That is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam by Garga Muni, who said that although the child Krishna was blackish, he also appears in three other colors, red, white, and yellow. He exhibits his white and red complexions in the Satya and Treta ages, respectively. He did not exhibit the remaining color, yellow gold, until he appeared as Lord Chaitanya, who is known as Gaura Hari. Sri Jiva Goswami explains that Krishna Varna means Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna Varna and Krishna Chaitanya are equivalent. The name Krishna appears with both Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Krishna. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he always engages in describing Krishna, and thus enjoying transcendental bliss by chanting and remembering his name and form. Lord Krishna appears as Lord Chaitanya to preach the highest gospel. Varayati means utters or describes. Lord Chaitanya always chants the holy name of Krishna and describes it also. And because he is Krishna himself, whoever meets him will automatically chant the holy name of Krishna and later describe it to others. He injects one with transcendental Krishna consciousness, which merges the chanter in transcendental bliss. In all respects, therefore, he appears before everyone as Krishna, either by personality or by sound. Simply by seeing Lord Chaitanya, one at once remembers Lord Krishna. One may therefore accept him as Vishnu Tattva. In other words, Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna himself. Sangopangastra Parshada further indicates that Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna. His body is always decorated with ornaments of sandalwood and with sandalwood paste. By his super excellent beauty, he subdues all the people of the age. In other descents, the Lord sometimes used weapons to defeat the demoniac. But in this age, the Lord subdues them with his all-attractive feature or figure as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Jiva Goswami explains that his beauty is his astra or weapon to subdue the demons. Because he is all attractive, it is to be understood that all the demigods live with him as his companions. His acts were uncommon and his associates wonderful. When he propagated the Sankirtan movement, he attracted many great scholars and acharyas, especially in Bengal and Orissa. Lord Chaitanya is always accompanied by his best associates like Lord Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhara, and Srivasa. Srila Jiva Goswami cites a verse from the Vedic literature which says that there is no necessity of performing sacrificial demonstrations or ceremonial functions. He comments that instead of engaging in such external pompous exhibitions, all people, regardless of caste, color, or creed, can assemble together and chant Hare Krishna to worship Lord Chaitanya. Krishna Varnam Tvisa Krishnam indicates that prominence should be given to the name of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya taught Krishna consciousness and chanted the name of Krishna. Therefore, to worship Lord Chaitanya, everyone should chant the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna
Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Rama Rama! Hare Hare! Propagate worship in churches, temples, or mosques is not possible because people have lost interest in that. But anywhere and everywhere people can chant Hare Krishna. Thus, worshipping Lord Chaitanya, they can perform the highest activity and fulfill the highest religious purpose of satisfying the Supreme Lord. Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, a famous disciple of Lord Chaitanya, said, quote, "The principle of transcendental devotional service having been lost, Sri Krishna Chaitanya has appeared to deliver again the process of devotion. He is so kind that he is distributing love of Krishna. Everyone should be attracted more and more to his lotus feet, as humming bees are attracted to a lotus flower. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Swami translation and purport to the Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.31 and 32, which is the CC Adi Lila chapter 3, 51 and 52. So in this age of Kali, the fallen souls have got the greatest benediction. Normally, in the thousand yugas of the day of Brahma, the age of Kali is the worst. The age of Kali is considered to be the most fallen. Only one-fourth of the religion is still remaining, and three-fourths is lost. Even Sukadeva Goswami stated that the defects of the age of Kali are like an ocean. Kalo doshen vidhajan asti yaka ahanduna. However, in spite of this Kali Yuga being the most despicable fallen age by material calculation, because the Lord has come into this age of Kali, therefore, the age has actually become the topmost of all the ages. This age has become a special benediction. It's also mentioned by Sukadeva Goswami to Parikit Maharaj. Although this age of Kali is filled with defects, an ocean of defects, it has one good quality which is so wonderful that it outweighs all of the defects. Hasti haka mahanguna kirtanat eva krishnasya. That is chanting congregationally the holy names of Lord Krishna. Bhukta sangha parangajit. By doing that, one is liberated from that conditioning of this material world and is sent back home, back to Godhead, back to the spiritual sky. So that's the very special facility of this age. Although this age is otherwise so rotten, because of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, it is the best of the ages. We can get in this age what we could never get in previous ages. The Maha Mantra alone existed in previous ages, but if people would chant the name of Krishna along with offenses, that chanting would not have any effect of giving pure love for Godhead. The chanting would take a long time, even millions of births. But by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, one is able to chant the holy name of Krishna without offense, and thus, one can easily get love for Krishna. So this Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually a benediction movement. It's giving out the mercy otherwise people would not be. That's why Lord Chaitanya's mood, the mood here in Navadvip, is called Odari. One of simply benevolent, simply giving out the mercy. In Vrindavan, the mood is Madhurya, or the sweet, sweet mood of Madhurya Rasa. In Jagannath Puri, the mood is Aishwarya, or opulence. So you have these three dhams of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu worship: Madhurya, Aishwarya, and Audarya. So today we're sitting in Audarya Dham, Navadvip Mayapur Dham. Here's where the Lord's mood is simply giving out the mercy. In the age of Kali, that is really the most important thing. Because if we don't get the mercy, how can we access Madhurya or Aishwarya? They're beyond our reach. But by the audacity, unlimited mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can easily grasp the lotus feet of Radha and Madhava. We can get the mercy of Jagannath. So, this holy dog of Navadeep, the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are in this mood of Audarya. Of course, Lord Chaitanya also was relishing the Madhurya Rasa. He was relishing the separation of the Lord. So simultaneously within Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you find the various aspects. But the special feature is Audarya, the mercy of the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also been described Mahabadhanaya or Puridha, someone who is so merciful that he just gives out the mercy. I mean, this is something that needs to be properly understood. Just like Trivikram Bhavana Dev, he became so large he covered the whole universe in 3 steps. Just like Giri Govardhan lifted up Govardhan Hill with his little left pinky finger. Just like Varaha Dev lifted up the earth from the fallen position it was in the bottom of the universe. Every avatar has got some special great quality which is inconceivable, which is unlimited, which is wonderful. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming in a human-like form, coming as a Brahmin Pandit. But what is his extraordinary pastime? That pastime is a little subtle, but actually it is the greatest gift of all, the greatest miracle of all. He is giving out this mercy of love of Krishna. Love of Krishna, Varaha didn't give, Matsya didn't give, Narasimha Dev didn't give, Vamana Dev didn't give to the fallen souls, far and wide. Krishna even didn't give it freely to everyone. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gives out this mercy in unlimited proportions. That is why Lord Chaitanya's worship is essential in this age of Kali. Krishna Das Kaviraj, he considered that those who didn't worship Lord Chaitanya, those who didn't bow down to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even as a sannyasi, actually they were demons. They were very offensive. They are hopeless cases. It sounds like very harsh words. Lord Chaitanya is all merciful. Yet his devotee is saying, if you don't worship him, you're a demon. So it sounds like some very harsh statement. Just like Jarasandha, he also was worshipping Vishnu, but he refused to respect Krishna. So although he was worshipping Vishnu, his worship was in order to get strength to kill Krishna. So this type of ignorance, where one doesn't know that Vishnu and Krishna is the same, is demoniac. Say someone, in spite of so much scriptural evidence available, if they refuse to see that Krishna and Chaitanya are one and the same person, in different forms, in different pastimes, and instead one is against Lord Chaitanya, and what is the difference between him and Jarasandha, who was against Krishna but was worshipping Vishnu? So actually, what Krishnadas Kaviraj was saying was not harsh at all. He was just speaking the fact. This is the reality. If we don't respect Lord Chaitanya, it's our deficiency, it's our defect. And if we don't respect Lord Chaitanya, how will we get the mercy of Krishna? In this age of Kali, in age of Kali, people are more sinful, more offensive, more fallen. So without the mercy of the Lord, how is it possible to get the mercy of Krishna? So this is very good for us to really fix our consciousness that we have to have the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. There's no other way. No other way, not that we're just saying it dogmatically or fanatically, but realistically, there's no other way. Just like today in the world, the AIDS epidemic is the biggest concern of modern governments. And so far they haven't found a cure. If they find the one cure, then the people will say, you have to take this medicine. And say there will be no other medicine. If that was the case, nobody can argue it. If there's only one medicine, only one cure, we have to take it. Well, they haven't found the cure for AIDS. But they have found the cure for Maya. They have found the cure for being a conditioned soul in this universe. They found the cure for not having love and devotion for Krishna. That cure was found by Rupa Goswami, found by the great Vaishnava Acharyas. That cure is, any guess? Gauranga! Who? Gauranga! Gauranga! Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the actual cure for all of our diseases of this material world. He's the cure of the principal disease of forgetfulness and lack of love of Krishna. And there's no other alternative. You see? Maybe when Lord Jesus was present and he told his followers, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the light. He was the only way for those people. Who else would they go to? Who else would teach them about God? Now, of course, people are saying that's for all time and all places. In the Vedas, we don't find that there's only one way and why throughout history. Different times of history, there's different ways. But in this particular age, there's a particular way. In this age, for instance, in Brihad Naradiya Purana, it states, Haryanava, 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 Iva Kevalam. Kaluva nasteva 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 natiramyatha. Chant the holy name, chant the holy name, chant the holy name. There's no other way in this age of Kali except there's no other way, no other way, no other way. So, there's no other alternative. You can do karma, you can do jnana, you can do yoga, you can practice all the different aspects of Vedic Dharma. But it won't take you to the point of developing love for Krishna unless you come up to the practice of chanting the holy names. And holy names need to be chanted by devotees of the Lord. I remember when Srila Prabhupada was at a Gita Gana Yajna in Vardaha, in the Vinoda Bhave's ashram, and there are so many different Karma Kandis and Gana Kandis speaking on Gita, and Prabhupada was the only pure devotee. So Prabhupada had his devotees chant Hare Krishna, and everyone was chanting the holy name, and all the people present there were clapping their hands and moving their hands, and everyone was enjoying the kirtan. And the other Karma Kandis, Gana Kandis, Mayavadis, some of them were getting really disturbed that Prabhupada is stealing the show. So, I explained this some places. But after Prabhupada finished his lecture, one Mayavadi got on the stage, he was there all sitting up there, it was his turn to speak on the Gita. And he told his followers, let's chant a kirtan. Now they must not have been very used to chanting kirtan. And he came up with the funniest kirtan I ever heard. He was starting to chant, I can't remember exactly, but it was something like Satchit Ananda Vasudeva Untat Sat
Satchit Ananda Vasudeva Om. Hari Satchit.
And they like something like clown like that. Prabhupada like shook his head, you know, he can immediately understand. And his followers are trying to follow this 147 beat, you know, and chanting the Satchit Ananda Vasudeva speculation. And it was really coming out flat. And Prabhupada, he knew that this person was just trying to like put him up. It was like Krishna and Pundraka. So then Prabhupada just told his followers, chant Hare Krishna, chant. So right in the middle of this other person's kirtan, the devotee just started a full-blown kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare-o!
Everybody started chanting and clapping. That Mayavadi turned red. Prabhupada was beaming. Even the Mayavadis, they try to imitate. They try, it doesn't come off. Doesn't make it. Some of them, they've given up trying. They just commit offenses. They just offend the holy name. So Lord Chaitanya said, Mayavadi, Kota, Sunini, what's that? Vaya Sarvanash. You lose your devotion. You lose your Krishna consciousness if you hear the Mayavadis. Mayavadi Vai Krishna Parani. They're offensive to Lord Krishna. So if you want to chant the holy name, you have to hear from the devotees. So Prabhupada, after that function, he told that the devotees, your chanting was so effective because you're pure devotees. Pure devotion. Of course, we have very high estimate of pure devotion, unadulterated devotion. But Prabhupada had a very broad definition. We know there's pure devotees and there's pure devotees. There's ripe mangoes and there's partially ripe mangoes and there's green mangoes that are going to get ripe in due course of time. But all of them Prabhupada considered pure devotees. Those who are wanting to worship, those who are purely in love of Krishna, those who are completely fixed in wanting to love Krishna and serving Krishna in devotion without any condition, those who are aspiring to serve Krishna without any condition. All the different levels, Uttam, Matyam, Kanishtha, Adhikari, were considered by Prabhupada pure devotees when their objective was satisfaction of Krishna. We need to hear the chanting from those devotees. That's why the Mayapur festival, Vrindavan festival, ISKCON festivals are so satisfying because the devotees, by their chanting, they actually invoke the presence of Krishna. Krishna explained, I'm not in Vaikuntha, I'm not in the heart of the yogis, I am where my devotees are singing my glories. When the devotees are assembled together singing the glories of the Lord is present. So that's where we can actually realize Krishna, Chaitanya. Some could see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and others could hear about him. And Prabhupada said that seeing him with our eyes or seeing him with our ears is not different. They're both on the same transcendental platform. So we can go on hearing and realizing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all of the year, all of the life, life after life, eternally. We can continually remain in the presence of Lord Chaitanya. And that is a special gift we can get here in Mayapur Navadvip Dham. In the association of so many devotees, in association of pure devotees, we are able to experience the presence of Krishna. In His name, the presence of Lord Chaitanya. In His name, in His remembrance, in His worship. And some who are very fortunate, they can also see the Lord with their transcendental vision. So, we know these things, they've been revealed to us, but in the beginning, or the end rather, the end of the Kavdarpa Yuga, it wasn't very clear what was going to be the future for the people of Kali Yuga. Was this going to be another Kali Yuga like all the others? A bomb-out, sinful, hellish, argumentative, materialistic, iron age, with no hope, no bhakti, no jnana, no prema, nothing, the desert? Is it going to be one of those Kali Yugas where everyone is completely in a hopeless condition with no chance to get love of Krishna? That was the apprehension of Narada Muni. He was very concerned, and he went to Dwarka, he found out from Krishna that Krishna was going to come as a devotee in the age of Kali. He was going to give out devotion. And so, Krishna told Narad the good news. Don't worry, I'm going to come back, I'm going to give out bhakti, I'm going to save the conditioned souls. You go tell all the devas that when I come, I want them to come with me and help me. I want them to be my associates and my assistants in this mission of giving out the Sankirtan Yajna. So Narada Muni, he was very excited. He was like really in the pits of frustration earlier. And now he was so hopeful, so happy. The Lord was coming. So then he went to see Lord Brahma, the first guru in our disciplic succession, the creator of this universe. Narada Muni flew up to Satyaloka. And there, Narada Muni, who was a mental son of Brahma, offered respects to his father and his guru. Narada is the second guru in our disciplic succession. So Brahma, he knew that although Narada was acting as his son and disciple, that Narada was actually eternal. Therefore, he would treat him with great affection and ask him to sit down. Even Brahma has to die, but Narada never dies. Narada is completely nitya, siddha, mukta atma, liberated soul. So then, Narada Muni started to discuss with Lord Brahma all the different things that happened and how the coming Kali Yuga was going to be very special, because normally only a partial incarnation of Lord Vishnu appears in the Kali Yuga. And in the next Yuga, age of Kali, Krishna himself was going to come. Narada Muni discussed how Krishna comes in different avatars, but that Krishna had promised Lord Brahma in the Bhavishya Purana three times that he would come in the beginning of the age of Kali and begin the Sankirtan movement, and he would appear in the home of Mother Sachi. He also reminded Brahma that in the Shanti Parva Mahabharata, it was predicted that the Lord would come in a golden color, decorated with sandalwood pulp, and ready peacefully accept the ashram of sannyas and distribute devotional service to all the conditioned souls. In the age of Kali, the religious activities are reduced, including charity, penances, austerities, fire sacrifices, varnashram dharma, celibacy, cultivation of spiritual knowledge, etc., etc. Everything is reduced because of the sinful activities of the people who are fallen in the age of Kali. So all these spiritual practices, however, are contained in the holy names of the Lord. Narada Pancharatra, it states that all mantras, tantras, everything is contained in the words Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
So you wonder, how will we get everything? We can get it right in these names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You see, then Narada also was discussing with Brahma that there are so many incarnations of Godhead who delivered their followers. But When was there ever an incarnation of Godhead who would deliver and give pure love even to those who were not his followers, even those who were inimical, who were against him? That was the most rare incarnation of Godhead. Lord Brahma informed Narada, "Don't worry, I'm planning to come. I won't miss it. I'm going to come and join the pastimes of the coming incarnation." And so in this way, they were both overwhelmed with ecstasy, discussing about the future coming of the Lord. So then, Lord Brahma gave leave to Narada Muni, who wanted there to inform all the other devas. So Narada started heading out to see Indra and all the other devas. And then he just started thinking, his hair started standing on end, how the Lord was going to be coming very soon. And he became so excited, thinking of the mercy, the glories of Lord Chaitanya. He just started to shout out, "Jai! Jai! Jai Gauranga! Gauranga! Arriba! Arriba!" He just became overwhelmed. And so in this excited way, he went all over the universe informing. And Narada was giving the good news that the Lord of Vrindavan, the Lord Krishna himself, is coming down in this next age of Kali, and he is going to be giving out this priceless jewel. So he informed the Yogendras, Lord Indra, the moon god, Chandra, all the Maharishis, the Brahma Rishis in the heavenly planet, and everyone, they started to hear about the great news. They were all feeling very frustrated that Krishna is leaving the universe. Kali Yuga is going to start. They get the good news. Very soon the Lord is coming. So when finally Narada, after spreading the good message, the good news throughout the entire universe, he returned to this planet. And he noticed, wasn't the same anymore. It looked like the people were dead. Like they were living dead. They didn't have that life that they had when he left the planet, and he realized Krishna is gone. Krishna has left this world. And Kali Yuga has begun. That's why these people look like a walking dead man. No more spiritual life was evident in them. He was astonished that wherever he went, people, they lost their taste for performing spiritual activities. They didn't want to give anymore. Charity, do penances, do austerities. They were attractive looking at the attractive features of the women. Men were infatuated with their wives, meditating on their attractive features, their nice words, like to serve their bodies. Men and women were being so attracted to each other, they had forgot the all-attractive feature of Lord Krishna. In this way, they had lost their spirituality. Seeing these things, he began again filled with anxiety. And he sat down in meditation, trying to understand what was going to happen, when was the Lord going to come. And then from the sky there was a Daivavani, Narada Muni. "I am Jagannath, the Lord of the universe, and I have appeared as Daru Brahma in the form of the absolute truth in wooden root. You come and see me. I am now present in Nilachal." So on this way, on the side of the salt ocean, Narada Muni immediately went, and there he saw the beautiful form of Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra. And he fell down at their feet, seeing their smiling face, their lotus eyes. And he prayed before the Lord, seeing the Lord's far, far brilliant and millions of moons, more soothing, cooling, the original personality of Lord Krishna in this most merciful form. Out of his causeless mercy, descended in this world to benedict everyone. So Narada Muni came before Jagannath and he prayed with folded hands, O Lord of the universe, O Jagannath, have your mercy now in this age of Kali which has come. How will these people get out of this dark, sinful region of life? So then Jagannath spoke to Narada with a smiling face, I can reveal everything to you in private. But now, go to Golok, go to the supreme spiritual planet. You can go on my order. Normally nobody can go from this universe to Golok, but if the Lord orders, go to Golok, then you can go to Golok. Who's going to stop you? The Lord is all powerful. So there, in that planet, you go beyond the Vaikuntha planets. In the planet known as Golok Vrindavan, you'll find Lord Chaitanya Gaura Sundara. Gaura Sundara. The Lord of Seta Deepa. In Golok, everyone is serving the Lord. He is the only enjoyer, and everyone else is his energy and servitor. So, we know from Brahma Samhita, there's Devi Dham, Mahesh Dham, there's Vaikuntha Dham, and finally there's Golok Dham. So Narada was asked to go through all the Dhams. So Narada, he also privately told Narada that there is the form of Narayan Vaikuntha. But Krishna himself was coming from Goloka, coming down to give something greater than what Narayana gives. Narayana comes down through his partial incarnation to give liberation. No more birth, no more death, no more old age, no more disease. You can get Sarujya, Sarupya, Salokya, Samipya, Sarshti. You can get the various 5 types of liberation from Narayana. But pure love of Krishna, even Narayana doesn't give. But Chaitanya is going to give this. That was the secret revelation Jagannath told Narada. In this age of Kali, the Lord is coming. So immediately, without making any delay, Narada immediately went up to Vaikuntha. There, after reaching the gates of Vaikuntha, entering into the planets of Vaikuntha, there he saw Lord Narayana seated on a great throne of jewels, accompanied by divine associates. Immediately Narada fell prostrate before the Lord Narayana. The Lord rose from his throne and embraced Narada Muni, smiling. What is on your mind? Kindly reveal your heart to me, my dear Narada. So Lord Maharuni replied that I am simply anxious to carry out your orders. That is the only thing which is in my heart. That which is a mystery I want to have revealed. So with folded hands, Narada Muni explained that Jagannath has told me that there's a special form of you coming into the material world, the age of Kali, to give that which has never been given before. I want to see that form of yours. So Narayana took Narada aside to a private place. I know the form that you want to see. That is the most merciful form of mine, and it doesn't live in this part of the spiritual world. This is Vaikuntha. There's a part much more intimate, much higher. That part is called Goloka, Vrindavana. Go there, and the master of the entire existence, the Shiksha Guru of everyone is there, Mahaprabhu. Go there and your desired Lord will be revealed to you. So Narada Muni took the blessings of Narayana and he went to Golok Vrindavan. And there he could see everyone was engaged in spontaneous devotion of the Lord. Everyone was engaged in kirtan of the Lord, glorifying the Lord. the only sound was Sabda Brahma, transcendental vibration. So they wanted to be part. Anyone who wants to understand these glories, of course, of Golok, you can get much more information from Prabhupada's books. I'm just giving a synopsis. Narada went into the innermost part of Golok Vrindavan, and there, in the beautiful groves of gardens, beautiful gardens, there seated on a beautifully decorated throne, a platform of jewels, seated the golden form of Krishna. Go! Sweetness of honey is to the taste. Unbelievable, how incredible, wonderful, wonderful this form of Lord Chaitanya. Narada Muni was completely overwhelmed. Surrounding Lord Chaitanya, there were so many transcendental energies of the Lord, engaging in bathing Lord Chaitanya. The potencies of Vrindavan were on the right side of the Lord. The potencies of Dwarka were on the left. With golden water pots filled with transcendental Ganges water, soaked in jewels, they were bathing the transcendental form of Lord Chaitanya, performing a great Abhishek bathing ceremony. Everyone was chanting the glories of the Lord, and all one could hear is the sound of Jai, Jai, Gauranga! 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 Jai! And the holy names of the Lord. In this way, Lord Chaitanya was worshipped by the four-syllable mantra, Gauranga!
Gauranga!
So Lord Narayana, he had four hands, chakra, padma, gada, chakra, concha, lotus, disc, club. Lord Chaitanya, he had only two hands. Seeing this two-handed form of the Lord of Golok Vrindavan, Narada Muni fell on the ground unconscious before him, like a stick on the ground. He was overwhelmed. Never had he seen such a beautiful form. So beautiful. We've heard from Srila Prabhupada that Lord Chaitanya's special weapon was his inconceivable beauty. Anyone who saw him was stunned. No one had so much beauty as the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Narada saw that beauty in Golok Vrindavan, he was bowed down on the ground like a stick, unconscious, overwhelmed in ecstasy. The Lord finished his bath. He said, bring him, bring him. And then Narada was picked up, and Lord Chaitanya sat him right down on his lap. Lord Chaitanya was much bigger than Narada. So he just sat Narada down on his lap, and immediately Narada's anxiety was relieved. Narada revealed his mind to his eternal master. Today my life is a success, for I have been able to see this transcendental form of yours. So Lord Brahma and other devas, they know of the glories. But these glories are inconceivable to the conditioned souls, to the fallen souls. So, in this way, Narada wanted to know, if you are being worshipped as a supreme person, and they see your potencies and energies everywhere, if they're not able to understand this transcendental form of yours beyond the material nature, beyond perception, actually, the Lord appears in so many forms, as the serpent incarnation, it's all so many different forms. There's no limit to the Lord's mercy. But this form of Lord Chaitanya is the most merciful, the most beautiful. He is the source of all beauty, all mercy. So, in this way, Narada Muni was offering his prayers. Many more prayers, I'm just cutting it short. This mainly from the Chaitanya Mangal. He offered many prayers to Lord Chaitanya. And then Lord Chaitanya spoke to Narada Muni. It is my desire to give the mercy of my lotus feet to the fallen souls. Without cessation, my heart is crying out for these fallen souls. I'm going to leave the spiritual world and again take up my appearance in the material world to create a world centered around Lord Krishna, where everyone is filled with pure love of Godhead. Spiritual brothers and sisters and devotees of the Lord, Krishna conscious devotees, this gives us an idea of what Lord Chaitanya wants. He wants this world to be centered around Krishna. Now the world centered around sex, centered around materialism, centered around so many things. But Krishna centered around Maya Sukaya. But Krishna Chaitanya wants the whole world to be centered around Krishna. And to do that, he's going to give everyone that love of Krishna, and everyone will become mad after Krishna. And this is our work. We have to carry out this order of Lord Chaitanya to somehow or another get people to get this mercy. Prabhupada one time said that you can go up to someone and just fall at their feet, praise them, sir, you're the most great gentleman, learned, handsome, educated, beautiful, wonderful person, so many good things you have, so many achievements you've been able to achieve in this life, so on. Just glorify and serve. Just one thing I want to request of you. Well, what is that? If you don't mind, can I just request one thing from you? All right, okay, what is that? Forget all of it. For a moment. Forget it. And just grab onto those two lotus feet of Govinda! Take the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and chant Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare
Krishna,
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 Hare
Hare,
Hare
Hare,
Hare
Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. And the devotees know none of those things will last. They're all just will-o'-the-wisp, just momentary realities. Asat, the real happiness, the reality is in worshipping Lord Chaitanya, and having this Krishna devotion. And if they just would grab onto Lord Gauranga's lotus feet, they would just say Gauranga, just say Hari, just say Krishna. Very easily they'll get the mercy of the Lord. Very easily they'll be able to understand what is all this temporary nonsense. The reality is within our reach. So this is the desire of the Lord to make the whole world centered, Krishna centered. That is our special duty, our special function, our special seva, service, our offering of love to fulfill this desire of Lord Chaitanya. We have to make everyone Krishna conscious. Somehow or another. And this is the Lord's desire. So Lord Chaitanya went on revealing his mind to Narada Muni, giving his mercy to Narada. And I'm going to leave this spiritual world, I'm going to come again in the material world and make the whole world centered around Krishna, everyone filled with pure love of Godhead. I'm going to deliver the people of the Kali Yuga, preaching the glories of my own devotional service. How does he deliver the people? He's going to give them bhakti, give them devotional service. If we serve Krishna, we immediately get free from this bondage. That was very nicely explained in previous classes. How we can reverse the whole reason for our being in Maya. simply by surrendering to Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya's purpose is to give out this devotion. And we have to systematically, Siddha Maharaj is telling us professionalism, whether professional, systematic, expertly, we have to somehow see that no one is left out. Everyone gets the mercy. Everyone gets this benediction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya, when he told Haridas Thakur that he was feeling some anxiety, few people he saw weren't getting the mercy, some fishermen, some argumentative students, some terrorists, this, that, like that. Well, they were not terrorists, but now they're terrorists. Then they were just students. He was seeing who was getting left out. In other words, Lord Chaitanya's agenda is no one should not get to mercy. No one should go hungry from this real hunger, this real satisfaction of love of Krishna. So definitely we have to be very expert, very professional, to see that every single one, every person, every fallen soul gets the mercy of Gauranga! 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 And who is the most expert follower of Lord Chaitanya that we have seen in this modern age? We've seen Srila Prabhupada. He was so expert. He was so efficient in giving out Lord Chaitanya's mercy, traveling all over the world, translating books, answering hundreds of letters, establishing temples and farms, guiding devotees, creating a whole administrative structure for the society. He was just giving us so much opportunity to serve, so much opportunity. Many times we failed to take it. We failed to focus on it. We failed to cling to his Lord's feet sufficiently. But he said he could deliver the whole world in just 18 days. If his followers would just do whatever he told them. That indicates how lacking we are. But Prabhupada, he had the perfect agenda. We have to become so expert followers of Prabhupada. Because he knew what Lord Chaitanya wanted. He knew how to give out this mercy of Lord Chaitanya. There may be other people, may have other ideas. We don't care. We want to follow Prabhupada because we know he had the best idea how to give the mercy of Lord Chaitanya to everyone. So Lord Chaitanya, he was telling her, I'm not going to only come alone. I'm going to come down with my associates. I'm going to come in Nadia, in Navadvip, in Mayapur. I'm going to come with Balaram. And Balaram is going to be with me. He's going to be known as Nityananda! Nityananda!
Nityananda!
That Nityananda, who's Ananta, who's Balaram, who's worshipped by Shiva, by the Akadas Rudras, that Balaram is coming as Nityananda with me, and so many other associates. So, then he took Narad aside, leaving the other associates. And at that time, oh no, this was all in private. Then he came back to the other associates. And he was going to send Narad off. Then he told the other associates, listen, Radha, listen, Lalita, Visakha, Induleka, Tunga, Vidya, Rangadevi, Sudevi, Chitra, Champakalota, listen, Rukmini, Satyabhama, listen, Rupa Manjari. Listen, Ananga Manjari, listen, Tartara, oh, listen, what I'm going to do. I'm going to take birth in Mayapur. I'm going to take birth in Sachi's house and give out love of Krishna to everyone. I'm going to flood the entire world with love of Krishna. And if you want to come, along with me, some before, some during, some after, you're all welcome. Who's going to pass it off, right? So they all came. And Radha came as Karadhar, Lalita, Visakha, they came. Sarup Damodar, Ramanandarai, different people, they joined up together. Maybe Arjuna and Visakha, they came together. So they, somehow they all had to be present. Nobody wanted to miss this one. No one wanted to miss this great pastime of the Lord. So he told them, I'm coming, I'm going to fly, I'm going to personally appear, and personally I'm going to preach in Bharatvarsha. But there are other, interesting, it says 450 years ago this was written by Gochan Das Thakur, one of the direct associates, disciples. He explained that there are many sinful practices. If sinful practices remain in the distant countries, and if there are religions in those countries that allow sinful activities to be performed in the name of religion, when I'm not personally present, then I'm going to send my internal pure devotee, I'm going to send my Senapati Bhakta, my commanding general devotee, to go and deliver all those distant sinful countries with their religions that allow people to go on doing sinful activity. I'm going to deliver all of them to that devotee and let everyone be flooded in love of Krishna. Vindai Gurubhi Varadhi Hare Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
By this way, the Lord, personally or through His intimate associates, He's going to inundate the entire world, the entire universe, with pure love. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with all of His associates, revealed to Narada Muni how He was going to come. Then He told Narada, by the way, before you go back to earth, just stop in and see Balaram. He's taking a visit in the other Sweta Pita. Go and see him. Tell him, he's gonna come too. Get ready. We're about to appear. I'm just waiting for the call of Advaita. So, Balaram informed, or Narada Muni appeared, went before Balaram. There, Balaram was being worshipped. So beautifully, there was Devati, Vasudha. There were, he paid his obeisances before the Lord, and he's so overwhelmed. This remembering Lord Chaitanya, he couldn't speak, he couldn't move. He wanted to go actually to Balaram, but he couldn't. He was overwhelmed. And suddenly, actually on the way to Balaram, he just became so mad with ecstasy, so mad thinking of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya's beauty, his mission, that he just like a lion, he started to roar, "No Randa! No Randa! No Randa! No Randa!" This way, Narada Muni, just in complete ecstasy, went to see Balaram in his own spiritual abode. And there, he saw that Balaram was so beautiful. He was relaxing in his singhasana against the beautiful pillow with his left hand on his head, and his right hand was holding the hand of his eternal consort, Devati. And this way, Devati was making offering to Balaram. Many assistants were fanning Balaram. There was music, there was chanting, there was kirtan. The other associate, Bhu Devi, Vasudha, she was also worshipping and he was writing. Balaram, she was writing on a palm leaf something. And this way everyone was engaged in different devotional services. So Narada Muni playing on his veena entered in, and immediately when Narada saw Balaram, he fell on the ground and offered his obeisances. And the Lord picked up Narada and also kept him on his lap. And Narada was asked by Balaram, what has brought you? Why have you come? And Narada Muni replied to Balaram, what can I say to you? You're the super soul of everyone. You're the source of the super soul, Paramatma. You know already why I've come. Everyone and everything is known to you. Being concerned for that, then he explained how he was concerned for the fallen souls of Kali Yuga, how he went to see the Lord, how he saw the Lord in Gok Vrindavan, how Lord Chintar Chaitanya informed he was going to come and accept the moon of Radharani, the color of Radharani in Gok, and as a devotee and relish devotion and give devotion to everyone. And so, he said, Lord Chaitanya wants you to come also as his associate and assist him in his mission, taking your own name, Sri Nityananda. Nothing is out of your understanding. You already know before I told you. But I have to tell you anyway because I was told to do so by Lord Chaitanya. So when Balaram heard the words of Narada Muni, he looked from side to side and he started to laugh so loudly. And he started to cry out, wonderful, wonderful! Lord Balaram assisted his own, told his own associates, that you come with me. Let's go to the planet Earth to carry out the order of Lord Chaitanya. And then as Balaram was getting ready, and Narada was about to leave, he said, wait a minute, Narada, you can't escape this pastime. You have to also come. You also appear. And come down and be present in Navadvip when the Lord comes. You come as Srivas. Shri Krishna Chaitanya!
Shri Krishna
Chaitanya!
Shri
Advaita!
Adanharo!
Srivas!
Srivas!
Hari!
Gora!
Bhaktavinda! Everybody was taking their appearance in this world to fulfill this order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And somehow, we were just rotting in this material world, rotting in the activities of the senses, chewing the chew. And somehow or another, Lord Chaitanya, by his cause, his mercy, he sent his Senapati Bhakta, he sent his commanding general devotee, Srila Prabhupada, and he uplifted the countless living entities, giving the seed of devotion all over this world. So how much we have to be grateful to the mercy of Gauranga. How much we have to be grateful for the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki! Srila Prabhupada ki! Srila Prabhupada ki! How unfortunate it is that there are still so many millions and billions of people that haven't understood the greatness of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They haven't tasted the nectar of Gauranga. They haven't understood or got the mercy of his pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada. So in this way, we have to do so much. Actually, we have no capacity, we have no potency, we have no ability. Personally, I don't have any, you have. But with Lord Chaitanya's mercy, even though we're so limited, personally, with his mercy, with the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, there's nothing that can't be done. Arjuna didn't have a hope of winning in Kurukshetra battle against Bhishma, against Dronacharya, against the whole Kuru army, against Karna and others. But because Krishna with his Partha Sarathi, he was easily able to be victorious. Srila Prabhupada is our Partha Sarathi. He's our guide. He's our Shiksha Guru, our Jagat Guru, our Acharya Pratistata. He's guiding us. And Lord Chaitanya's mercy is there surrounding us. We simply have to very expertly carry out his instructions. And now we have a great opportunity that his centennial is coming up to use. Actually for us, every day, every moment, every minute is a moment for us to glorify Prabhupada. What is centennial? But for the Kami, centennial means something. So it's an opportunity for us to focus specifically on this time to let people glorify Prabhupada, know Prabhupada. But actually we want to continue doing this beyond the centennial all the time until the whole world is centered around Krishna the way that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants it. The way that Prabhupada told us to make it. Krishna Kendra Samsara. World centered around Krishna. That was Prabhupada's instruction. So taking the mercy of Gauranga now on Gaur Purnima day, understanding his appearance to be so merciful, so transcendental, by his mercy, if we could simply be really surrendered pure instruments, carry out carefully the instructions of Prabhupada, then we can achieve everything that Lord Chaitanya wants. He'll do it to us. And we'll get the mercy. We'll be able to chant, Gauranga! We'll see the whole world chanting, Gauranga! Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare! Loganath Maharaj wanted to make a special announcement or tell us something about Srila Prabhupada ki. Take this opportunity to beg all the Vaishnavas to please accept this happy new year, happy Gora year, happy Gauranga year 506. Gauranga! 506. Please pray to Lord Chaitanya and Prabhupada to have blessings upon me, most fallen soul, and forgive me for any offenses, knowingly or unknowingly, I may have committed to any devotees. Hare Krishna. Gauranga! Gauranga!
We thank Deepadatta Maharaj for revealing Gauranga that you asked this morning. He's a special Gauranga Bhakta. The way he reveals Gauranga Mahaprabhu, this is very special mercy of a Gauranga on Deepadatta Maharaj. He's always ready to share that mercy with us. So for sharing that mercy with all of us, we thank him again and again. Hey, go!
If I could do anything right, it's only the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and go! Who can make even a dumb man speak and a lame man cross mountains and a blind man
Paramananda Madhava Sri Chaitanya